So, Madeline, you went from being a freelance journalist to running your own stationery store. Was that your intention to get more people excited about writing and creating?
Well, I suppose it must have been subconsciously to a certain extent, but I never really saw it that way originally. I mean, if I wanted to be encouraging others, there's no reason why I shouldn't still be writing. The work hasn't dried up. No, to tell the truth, I did it for the sake of the town as much as for myself. On one occasion, back when I was writing, I had to drive 8 miles just to get some printer paper. And it was then that I realised this was something that the town really lacked. The town's in such a rut economically, but there's no reason it can't thrive if the right businesses start up. I thought I could give it a go.
But it's still a difficult thing to do in today's economic climate. The pattern in recent years is for independent retail stores to be closing down, not opening. How could you ensure that your store would be a success?
Well, I actually used another shop in the town as a kind of business model. It's a hardware store. It stocks everything, and both at the high and low end of the market. So if you're looking for some top quality goods and you're prepared to pay extra, you'll find them. But they undercut the prices of the big retailers for other common products too. It's a large store, and it's packed tightly with goods, so that basically no matter how rare or unusual the thing is that you want, you can always find it. And while the other shops in town are struggling for custom, this one is always busy, so I decided to use the same basic technique.
But even though you're the only stationers in the town, you still have to compete, not only with retailers in nearby towns, but also with internet suppliers.
That's true, and it's absolutely vital to address this issue. I've done quite a lot of promotion in the town to ensure that people come here rather than elsewhere. For example, I've offered a discount to students at the local secondary school, and because that school specialises in art, I've liaised with the teachers to ensure I stock the supplies the pupils are likely to need. Not just the everyday things, but the more unusual stuff too. Once they're in, I can use the shop layout to promote items that they weren't intending to buy. You know, impulse buys.
I understand you're using the shop to create a community space as well?
Yes, I've noticed these days that people just don't go out and socialise in their community as much as they used to. People don't even go out to the pub to meet people and have a drink anymore. They can do that at home over the internet. It's a shame, really. So I've got an upstairs room, which I allow people to book out to start clubs. Groups can use the room for free, provided that they use something that I can stock in my shop. We've already got a book club and a creative writing group, and I'd like to start up a mums and toddlers craft group, a board game club, an art class, and so on. It helps me because the group attracts custom for me, but I hope people consider it a valuable community resource too.
You've only been going a month so far. Why do you think your shop will be a success, where other shop owners have failed?
Well, I think the problem with some of the other shops in the town has been that people have opened the kind of shop which they would like to run. There was a woman with a sewing shop, for example, and a nice bookstore and art cafe, and a delicatessen. All lovely shops, well-stocked, reasonably priced, and I'm sure the owners were really passionate about the things they were selling. But they failed to take into account that there isn't really a massive market for that sort of thing in this town. I came at it from the other way and feel I've found a niche and I'm filling it. I think that's what will help the business take off.
How are you handling the business side of things? I mean, running a shop is a far cry from teaching and journalism. Surely it requires a completely different set of skills.
It does, and I must say there are things that I do struggle with. Insurance, regulations, accounts. I'm fairly decent at maths, but at the end of a hard day, it's not really how I want to spend my evening. But what I do have is the ability to come up with ideas. Perhaps it's because I was a journalist. I know how to use what I have to create something effective. You might think that I'm good at dealing with people too, having been a journalist. Being in a shop requires you to go up to a customer, get to know them, make them feel welcome, and find out what they need. I can't say that comes naturally to me. I'm naturally reserved, so I still find that a bit of a challenge.